Hachette Audio presents Dark Descent, written by Marlene Perez, read by Jeremy Arthur. If I cannot deflect the will of heaven, I shall move hell. Virgil. Chapter 1. The whispering woke me.
Nix, get up. You're in danger.
I recognized the speaker as Sawyer Polydoros, but that was impossible. I was on the couch, TV blaring with the tower of empties on the coffee table beside me, but all I could hear was the sound of Sawyer's panicked voice. It had to be a dream. How else could I be hearing my dead uncle's voice? But I was the only son born to a fate, and stranger things had happened. I inched up into a sitting position and listened. The whispering had stopped. There was someone in my apartment. Whoever, or whatever it was, barely drew breath, but a strange odor enveloped the room. Less pungent than a troll, but stinking of death nonetheless. A thin stream of moonlight lit the room enough for me to make out a long, shadowy figure. A wraith. I tangled with one a few months ago, managing to hack off its arm. I was guessing it was back for round two. The thing was blocking the door between me and my bedroom, which is where my athame was. I'd need my knife if I had any hope of making it out alive. There was another shadow by the front door. He'd brought a friend. Fantastic. Sawyer's warning had given me a few precious seconds. The wraiths didn't know I was awake. Wraiths used to be human, and still retained a certain human-like appearance, until you got close enough to look into their cold, dead eyes. And then you realized they weren't human in the least. By then it was too late. The trick was not to let them get too close, or they'd rip out your heart and have it for a snack. I needed to get to my athame. I jumped over the coffee table, but my foot caught on the cans and sent them falling. The noise distracted my guests for a split second while I made a run for the bedroom. I charged the wraith in my way. As I had suspected, it was the same one who'd attacked me at Hell's Bells. Its arm had been hacked off. I needed to finish the job this time. Only a necromancer could summon and control a wraith. But Sawyer had been the only necromancer in Minneapolis, and he was dead. It was finally occurring to me that Sawyer might not have been the only necromancer in town, just the only one I knew about. The wraith saw me coming. I kicked its leg.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?